you remember back to Christmas break, on back-to-back Saturdays, the Beavers lost to Alabama Huntsville and Alaska Anchorage. Then coming back from Christmas break, Beavers lose and tie at Air Force, and then go to Bowling Green and split with the 8th-ranked Falcons. Now, wait a minute. BSU the next week lost on that Saturday night to Fairbanks. At that point, Bemidji State was 10-11-3, 8-7-1-1 in the WCHA. Since then, the Beavers are 5-1-2. In each of those two ties, Beavers got the extra point in the 3-on-3. This trip down memory lane is important. 5-1-2 since that loss to Fairbanks. While Bemidji State, along with Northern Michigan, just 3 points back of Bowling Green and Lake Superior State. Lake State plays Northern Michigan this weekend. The Beavers play the Falcons. Bemidji State could be in second place by the time the weekend is done. Since Christmas break, the Beavers have faced every challenge head-on and have come out on the winning side more often than not. The last 2 weekends, the Beavers with 5 points each week on the road at Ferris State, then at home to Northern Michigan. Head coach Tom Ceratori happy with how his team has been playing.
I thought it was the most physical and the heaviest we played all year, and I was really proud of the guys for that. We're not an overly aggressive team, but this was a heavy game, and this wasn't for the meek, that's for sure. And
last Saturday night, the Beavers got goals by a veteran, Adam Brady.
Here comes Adam Brady on a breakaway. Brady 1-on-2 with a shot, shoots, scores! Short side, stick side, Beavers lead 1-0.
A rookie, Nick Cardelli.
Back the other way comes Cardelli. He'll pick it up behind the net. Wraparound shot. He scores! Nick Cardelli! Empty net goal! Beavers up 3-0.
What a nifty move. The defense was playing him for that wraparound, and he still got around him and stuffed it in.
And in between, a highlight reel goal on the power play by Brendan Harris.
Back behind the net, Aaron Miller in a foot race. Miller pulls the puck free. Dittman chops at it. Now kick to side, shoot, scores! Brendan Harris! Jay Dittman kicked it right to him. Beavers lead 2-0.
Well, you need a little puck luck in this game sometimes, and that thing was bouncing all over. Dittman just trying to control it, goes off his shin and right to Brendan Harris on the back door.
The Beavers have faced every challenge head on. The Beavers can't lock up home ice yet this weekend, but they have the padlock and the keys in hand. And oh, by the way, the Falcons also have that padlock and keys in hand. Final regular season home weekend. Those of you here at the Sanford Center this weekend are in for a treat. To the rest of you, our pregame show is next here on the Beaver Radio Network.